On the next, Making Contact.
The security forces have been allowed to be judge, jury, and executioner in this country for far too many years.
It was May of 2010, and many Americans were planning their tropical summer getaways. Suddenly, the Caribbean nation of Jamaica was in the spotlight, but not for sunshine and sandy beaches. Instead, news images depicted gun battles in the streets of Kingston and police stations on fire. When the smoke cleared, at least 73 civilians were dead, the latest chapter in Jamaica's long-running history of police violence in the name of security.
It's part of our feeling that there is a pattern of impunity when the police kill in Jamaica.
On this edition, we return to Jamaica for a closer look at 2010's West Kingston incursion.